The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. Many companies pursue growth opportunities without adequately defining who their ideal customers are. That lack of clarity can hamper profitable growth. Outsourcing Business Processes for Innovation. Written by Mary C. Lassity and Leslie P. Wilcox. Excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Operations. In recent years, the number of companies that outsource critical business processes to outside suppliers has grown significantly worldwide. In 2012, companies outsourced some $309 billion of services. Activities including finance and accounting, human resource management, and procurement and legal services. And the overall volume has been growing at a rate of around 25% annually. Although many organizations initiated business process outsourcing, BPO, as part of an effort to reduce costs or acquire new skills, it has since evolved into much more. Today, senior managers want more than short-term cost savings, and they are skeptical of big bang improvements. In relationships companies classify as high-performing, we found that service providers perform ongoing innovation projects that deliver substantial long-term improvements to the client's operating efficiency, business process effectiveness, and strategic performance. Consider the following examples. A BPO provider helped a healthcare company improve the claims adjudication process by using analytics to predict claims likely to result in rework. This enables the company to intercept more than 50% of the claims that would have been reworked, saving $25 to $50 in administrative cost per overpaid claim and $6 to $12 per underpaid claim. An aerospace manufacturer worked with its BPO provider to add new key performance indicators and processes to manage third-party vendors. This allowed the client to improve customer order fill rates for new parts from 60% to 85%, and also to reduce turnaround times for delivering parts. And a supermarket chain collaborated successfully with its BPO provider to implement new forecasting tools, techniques, and methods that improve the client's stock fill rate from 80% to 95%, reduced inventory by 27%, and reduced error rates by 50%. These types of innovations are not automatic. They require companies and service providers to work together. Specifically, customers must provide incentives for improvement, and both parties must nurture a collaborative culture that produces continuous waves of innovation within client organizations. For example, the supermarket chain noted above worked with its BPO provider to complete a series of more than 50 continuous improvement projects over the course of 3 years. A static view of BPO innovation would treat each individual innovation as incremental. A dynamic view looks at how programs accumulate to improve the client's overall performance. What do BPO professionals mean when they talk about innovation? The most widely accepted definition of innovation by clients, providers, and advisors was something that improves the customer's services or costs, regardless of its novelty. Many high-performing BPO relationships did not include contractual innovation clauses until well after the relationship had been established. Others added incentives for innovation a few years into the relationship. BPO providers do not need incentives to develop innovations to improve their own revenue or margins, but they do need them to focus on the client's performance. The authors found that both clients and providers identified several important measures, including mandatory productivity targets, innovation days, and gain sharing at the project level as the most effective incentives. Other approaches were making sure that providers know that they don't have a lock on the business, and introducing special governance provisions, such as committees dedicated specifically to innovation. While partners may incentivize innovation by using mechanisms such as productivity targets, allocating innovation days, and agreeing to gain share on innovation projects, Innovation won't happen unless clients and providers implement a more comprehensive process. The process should combine acculturation across different organizations, an engaging method for generating ideas, adequate funding, and a system for managing change. Perhaps the most significant factor in BPO innovation was whether the right people were in place to drive the dynamic innovation process. An effective leadership pair, one person from the client organization and another person from the provider organization, went a long way towards invigorating the innovation process. In the high-performing BPO relationships we looked at, the leaders were experienced, capable, and have high levels of credibility, clout, and power within their own organizations. Effective leadership pairs enjoyed working together, which some research participants described as chemistry. They displayed the following behaviors. 1. A focus on the future. The leadership pair focused on where they wanted the BPO relationship to go, not where the relationship was or where it had been. 2. A focus on client outcomes. The leadership pair always did what was best for the client organization and then settled on a commercially equitable agreement. 3. A spirit of togetherness. The leadership pair often disagreed behind closed doors, but they presented a united front to stakeholders in their respective organizations. 4. Transparency. The leadership pair was open and honest about all operational issues. 5. Orientation toward problem solving. The leadership pair sought to diagnose and fix problems. They did not seek to assign blame. And 6. Action orientation. The leadership pair was not afraid to expend their powers. Leaders acted swiftly to remove or work around obstructions to innovation stemming from people, processes, or contracts. This segment is excerpted from Outsourcing Business Processes for Innovation, written by Mary C. Lassity and Leslie P. Wilcox, which appeared in the spring 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To learn more or to read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.